Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Welcome to the BFM studio, Mr. John Minty, Director of Splore.
Kia ora.
John, I just need to say one thing before we kick into this segment known as What's Cooking. Mm-hmm. Big Hungry and I went down to Splore this year. Mm-hmm. It was my very first Splore and I didn't know what to expect.
BFM was right up in it.
And I would have to say it's one of my highlights of the whole year. It was so good.
That's
what
good
a great
hear.
Spot. What an amazing location and what a bloody great party.
Thank you. Yeah, the location is really special. What, like we've been there since 2006.
Tapapakanga Regional Park?
Tapapakanga Regional Park under the old council, now just Tapapakanga Park.
Oh, nice. Okay, sweet.
And it's something we negotiated with council parks way back in the day. We used to have Waharao Regional Park, which was just down the road. So we've got a long history with council parks and the rangers there to be able to secure that site. And we jealously guard it for good reasons.
Fair enough, fair enough. Obviously, beachside location, rolling green hills.
It's a no-brainer, it's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And so I guess recently the Splore lineup has just been announced and we thought what better way to familiarise ourselves with the lineup than to get you in and talk us through it.
We made a small lineup announcement back in June.
Shall I might actually just try. I might scroll down on this page and just read them out.
That's just read some of those out and I can talk about them. Yep.
Orbital, David Rodigan, Sam Perry, Fleet Mac Wood. I know that's been confusing a few people, but mm-hmm. if you read carefully, you'll be fine.
I'll explain that.
The Illustrious Blacks, Princess Chelsea, Ijibu Pleasure Club, GSB, Tali Live, The Beths.
Keeps going.
Dub Pistols, The Correspondents, Haiku Hands, Courtesy, AWB, K2K, Lady Flick, Benny Salvador, Linda T, what's that? Cool Hand Luke, One Word, Corsico, and down here we've got Mac Milo featuring Faro Swami. And that's just the sort of a so far announcement?
That's
is that what you're getting?
Just the announcements to date. So we've got another announcement sort of second, third week of October, which will round out the program. So we've got another three or four internationals to announce, and as well as a whole slew of local acts and DJs to announce in October.
Nice work.
But it's not a bad start.
No, of course.
the big weight is trying to get your headliners across the board, and they can take 12 months to work on. So I was very happy to get Orbital because I'd never been to New Zealand before.
Excellent.
And I just happened to be in London at the right time talking to Rudimental's agent, and he basically said, well, they'd be available over that time period. So
snap
it was
it
bonus
up.
Time.
How far ahead was that?
That was back in May.
Far out. Okay.
So it can take a lot of years of personal contacts just to know the right people, be there at the right time. To sort of get those sort of bigger acts. They're very hard to get, especially for a smaller festival.
Hopefully, also artists that have played kind of start talking, right, to other artists going, you should check it out.
There's a lot of that, yeah. And that happens with a lot of the English-based artists. Okay. So, I mean,
it's cold over there.
What's that?
It's cold over there.
Oh, in February. There's no artist in America or England that doesn't want to come to New Zealand in February, you know what I mean? Like, it's downtime up there and it's cold as. So, of course, they want to come down to Australia and New Zealand. That's not the problem.
Right
the
on.
Problem we have is the competition down here. We do very well in Australia and New Zealand for big internationals. Mm. And you've got a lot of big companies and promoters, particularly Australian-based, who, you know, throw big money at some of these artists. So we're just sort of a little boutique festival and we're competing with the big boys on those artists. So, you know, we get lucky some years. Other years, we just have to make do with, you know, a variety.
Yeah, no doubt.
And a lot of people come to Splore because...
It's a great variety. I mean, something
well,
for
that's
everyone.
What I've always gone for. Mm. And a lot of people say, look, we don't worry about the music lineup. We come because we have a great time.
Well, it's
time.
Not
we
one of those things where everyone's trying to hit every... You don't, like, really... A couple of times I've had a little timetable situations where I'll kind of pin it out. But for the most case, you just kind of wander around. You know where you want to be a couple of times in the night, and then you kind of start...
Yeah, we do have a program, and there's five stages going simultaneously, and I try and curate it so there's a bit of balance. So if there's a couple of bits of techno going on one stage, you've got hip hop on the other, so you can move around.
Yeah, cool.
But the reality is, a lot of people come to Splore and they have the program, they have a rough idea of what they want to do. Then, within about 5 hours, they just throw it away and just go, wherever I am is going to be good.
Yeah.
Shall we should probably kick into some selections here. You've got, are we going in a sort of chronological order?
Yeah, we'll
order,
go in chronological order. I thought what I'd throw in first is what I like to do at Splora, there's the logical acts, like we had Dizzy Rascal this year, and you get Orbitals and your Rudimentals, which everyone knows. But I always like to try and sneak in a few acts that no one's ever heard of, which I regard as quintessentially Splora acts. In other words, they have a charisma on stage. They have a bit of a performance element to their show. And I booked this duo from Brooklyn called the Illustrious Blacks, which is Manchild Black and his husband, in fact, Monster Black. So they're a duo of DJs. They've collaborated with Nicodemus, who's been played at Splora a number of times. And this track, which is first on my list, is called Funk That. So it's a work of Illustrious Blacks, who are more performance artists, but they DJ as well. But their live show, their stage presence is just next level. And I think if people make a point of watching these guys at Splora, though, they won't leave. Okay, they've just got that X factor.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay, well, this is Funk That.
Why are we still concerned in the 21st century with what consenting adults are doing behind closed doors? Mind your business. Fuck that! I'm handling this over here. Fuck that! Fuck that! I got mine. Fuck that! You get yours. Question. Why is it that when I go to the club to have a good time, there's always somebody who approaches me looking for their friend Molly? Who is Molly? I don't know her. Fuck that! Is she on a milk carton? Fuck that! Why is it that my rent keeps going up, but my paycheck still stays the same? Where's my money? I need a raise. Fuck that! Fuck you, pay me. Fuck that! Why is it when I go to the dance club, nobody's dancing? Everybody's just holding up the wall, taking selfies. And no, you can't put on my hat to take your damn selfie.
Fuck that! Fuck that!
Thank you.
Nicodemus and the illustrious Blacks there with Funk That. Right on. That will be Jive.
We've got Joel Minty from Splore in studio, and we're just running through some of the Splore lineup, getting a bit of an idea of what's in store for 2019.
Dipping our toes in the water, so to speak, which you can actually do at Splore while watching the main stage, which is good.
Forget about having a shower, just go for a swim.
That's right.
Definitely, I think it's the only festival in the world where you can actually be lying on your back on a lilo watching performances on main stage.
Super powerful.
There's actually a few people that bring boats down.
There's a lot of people that bring boats down. I think we had about 40 this year, so people actually have to register the boat.
I was going
to
ask how all this works.
Yeah, they go online, so you register your boat, and you've all obviously got to have tickets to be on board that boat to come within our exclusion zone, just offshore.
Right.
So we have an IRB that welcomes people. We give them a mooring site. We give them a bit of a rundown of what's expected from them. Mm. And then we bring them on shore to get their tickets validated and their wristbands put on. So they've got a bit of freedom out there, but we don't want them to take advantage of things by bringing in heaps of booze on their boats you know, partying up too much. Mm. But yeah, it's a very popular option. We get a lot of people, particularly coming down from Waiheke Island. We've always had a lot of Waihekeans come to Splore.
Interesting.
And it's very handy for them just to come down on the boat.
Yeah, no doubt.
They can avoid all the Auckland traffic.
Yeah.
On a Friday.
Strong brag. It's a strong brag having a boat. I reckon we should slip straight back into another tune. What's next on the
Okay, I've got a track in here from Orbital called Illuminate. Orbital is like, I don't know, I'm hoping a lot of your listeners will know about them. I mean, they've been around a long time, sort of early 90s, but they were part of that whole scene when sort of Chemical Brothers were around, and all these guys sort of know each other, and I got to know quite a few of this crew that are involved in The Orb and Left Field, etc. They all know each other. And I was managed to make a personal contact there and with their manager, so this is how I managed to get them down. A bit like that sort of underworld, Left Field sort of following. And the cool thing about Orbital is that their shows are very much like the old school shows, oral visuals, and they're sort of making up a lot of stuff as they go, particularly with their visuals. So the visuals and light shows are pretty amazing, and they'll be on late at night. They'll be doing a 90 minute set, so
solid.
It's very spacey, very cold, you know, if you know what I mean.
Look at John's eyes.
Thank you.
to Orbital right now, playing Splore 2019. This one's Illuminate. We do have John Minty in the house. Where do we get to on that? King Splore, Mr. Splore.
Director, come music programmer.
There you go. Yeah. That actually sounds a lot more collared. It's good. We are doing we're doing Splore selections at the moment. And we're actually just off air. We're talking about the art situation at Splore. Always adds to the vibe, and definitely some quite wild things going on. You were mentioning sometimes things will pass you by, and you're like, "Did we book that, or is that just somebody dressed up?"
I think before I got involved in Splore, I used to go to Splore just as a punter before I got financially involved in it in 2005. Okay. So I'd go to it in Waharau back in 2002, 2004 with my son and my nephew. And the thing that always impressed me about it was the artwork. You know, they'd have these amazing artworks amongst the bush, and I'd never seen that before at a festival. They used to do it at things like the Big Chill in England back in the day, you know, having that art element, and obviously Burning Man. And I always thought it was something that made the festival special and different. I mean, how many festivals have artwork and interactive artwork as part of it? A number of festivals try and add on artwork, and then they realize, oh, it's not commercial, you don't sell tickets on the basis of having your artwork.
Right.
So they then can it. And while it costs us, we've always made a commitment to keep it going, because it is the thing that makes Splore a destination festival, that people come along going, I don't care really who's playing, because I find all these amazing, interactive installations, and I find these kind of crazy roving performers.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It sort of respects your other senses a bit, really, because otherwise you
It does. Fantastic. And we get a lot of creative people that come to Splore, so they're not just there to party. They're there to sort of be open-minded, meet new people, get ideas, and they want to be stimulated by what's around them, quite apart from the natural surroundings. So we have a specific curation team who ask for submissions, which I think they're doing about now, and we generally select 20 or 30 commissioned artworks.
Okay.
And one of the key things is that it fits within the theme, and also that it's sort of people-proof. In other words, we encourage people to jump on things and to ride things in some cases.
When you say it fits within the theme, is that a specific theme of the year or just the theme of sport?
We have a dress-up theme every year.
Oh, that's right.
It's going to be announced next week, so I can't say much about it. But it might be, for example, one year we had Love was a theme.
Just to give people a general direction of a vibe.
Abstract sort of thing, and people are going to interpret it in different ways.
That's right.
And because we're on our water side, so some of the artwork will be water-specific.
How would an artist get in touch? Just sorry if anyone's listening out
there. They would just go to the Splore website, splore.net, and just go into the participate section, and there should be a submissions button there for artwork.
Cool. We got anything rad you thought maybe in a trippy party situation might be cool? Reach out to Splore.
Definitely.
Nice.
Think laterally.
Now, what's the next selection we've got lined up?
I see Sam Perry here.
Yeah, put Sam Perry in here. He's quite interesting because Sam Perry's been around a while. He's an Australian guy. I don't know if you know WFX. We had WFX did his first festival show in New Zealand at Splore. And Sam Perry was one of these sort of guys. It was a word-of-mouth thing. He'd been very popular at fringe festivals around Australia and Europe. Very credible underground sort of artist, a loop artist, basically.
Okay.
And our performance curator, saw him in Adelaide last year, and he said, I'd love to come to Splore, and we thought, fantastic, we'll bring you over. In the meantime, he decided to go on The Voice Australia.
Yes, okay.
And he fucking turned around and won it. And, like, we got back to him, we said, maybe you're going to be too big now for Splore, and he said, no, I still want to play. And I'm saying, well, we're not sure whether you're that credible anymore, you know. You won The Voice. And we laughed about that, and I thought, nah, fuck it, he is really good.
Right.
So
This cut's actually from The Voice.
It is from The Voice, yeah. He does a couple of covers, yeah.
This be quite powerful. Here we go. Sam Perry, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. just leave me standing? Out in this world is so cold. Maybe I'm just too demanding, or maybe I'm just like my father too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother, 'cause he never satisfied. So why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when dogs cry.
Sam Perry, that's the track's When Doves Cry. Apparently John reckons maybe, and I agree, late at night Explore, that would be quite a trip. I just thought right now we should probably slip right into, we were talking about this next artist off air, David Rodigan. Apparently, look, I don't know enough, but a lot of people are vibing about this one as well.
Yeah, David Rodigan is a total icon and institution on the English music scene. Basically the man that's held up Jamaican music and introduced Jamaican music and kept it going for 40 years on various radio stations in London, to the point where he was broadcasting Jamaican music for I think maybe 15, 20 years, and most Jamaicans that lived in London thought he was a Jamaican.
Yes, okay, I can understand.
His knowledge was so good. And in fact, he did go back to Jamaica once and did a sound clash with some local toasters and DJs over there, and they thought, who the hell is this little white man? He looks like an accountant. And he wiped the floor, and he's just got so much respect in the community up there right across the board. He recently just celebrated his 40th anniversary. They did a big show with the Outlook Orchestra with, you know, Shabba Ranks and a whole big crew of local artists. My feeling was that every time I see him up there, he's on all the festival lineups. And the thing that impresses me, he's in his 60s, and like I say, he looks like an accountant. but all the young kids, just literally thousands of young kids just going crazy for his sets.
Sweet.
And I could never figure out why, how did he transition from that old school sort of reggae, dub, rock steady to young people. And then I found out finally that what happened was that some of the drum and bass boys and dubstep boys from Fabric, Casper particularly, they invited him up to do a set at Fabric. And he said it was the most nervous time he's ever had, because he said, what have I got in common with these young, you know, dubstep kids? And he went up and he just threw down his stuff, which he knows really well, and the kids just went crazy. And that's why he's become so popular with that young crowd as well.
Good
as
good.
He's a character. He's a character as well.
Sweet. Okay, well, this one's Together, and it's a pair up with Breakage.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
To speed with hardcore music. The music is what it's all about. I love it just like you love it. That's why you're here. I'm here because I love to play. You don't come, I can't play, and I love to play. So, we don't make too many speeches because it's all about the music. You just heard a hardcore sequence of hot shot dub plates from down Jamaica way. Right about now, we're going to start to change the pace and change the style. During the course of the night, we switch and we swap and we ride around the track together. Together. during the course of the night, we switch and we swap and we ride down the track together. It's all about. I love it just like you love it. That's why you're here. I'm here because I love to play. You don't come, I can't play, and I love to play. So, we don't make too many speeches because it's all about the music. You just heard a hardcore sequence of hot shot dub plates from down Jamaica way. Right about now, we're going to start to change the pace and change the style. During the course of the night, we switch and we swap and we ride around the track together.
Breakage, as brought to you by David Rodigan. This one's Together. Sounds like it'll be quite a situation watching David Rodigan throw down.
I know there are a lot of people excited. I know Dubhead for one.
I can imagine.
So excited.
Yeah, since we announced, there's a number of people I didn't realise were massive David Rodigan fans coming out of the
Out of the woodwork.
Out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Hey, we should now we're about to bring it into the local sphere now. You were mentioning that you're a big fan of Princess Chelsea John.
Yeah, I've been a big fan for quite a while, and I was quite surprised she was around. It was obviously because she's just put out a new album, Loneliest Girl, and so I made inquiries and she was going to be around because she often is up in Europe, very popular up there.
Massive.
And was going to be available next February, so I was in there and I'm very pleased I made that booking because I'm loving her new album.
Absolutely. We're just talking. We've playlisted a couple of tracks, and we have one on the top 10 at the moment. I'm looking at where it is, but I don't think I'm now allowed to announce because the top 10 is tonight.
The top 10 follows this very show.
So we want to cut your lunch. But yeah, let's drop with this. You've gone with Wasting Time. We've actually got a couple on here, but you because it's well, she's so good. But we've gone with Wasting Time. Here we go.
Drinking coffee with your
Oh, just reminiscing on past splores up here. You know how it is. That was Princess Chelsea with Wasting Time. Do we know what time? I feel like that's a sort of a late afternoon situation, John. What's the vibe on that one? I don't know.
You're probably right. You can't influence my programming, but you might be on the money there.
You're not the boss of me.
You could equally work, you know, late at night, maybe 2 a.m.
Totally,
maybe.
Totally would. Very nice.
Now, have we got one more?
We do.
We can squeeze in one more selection. John, this is a band who are just tearing it up.
They are, yeah.
Like a 45-degree trajectory, basically. Yeah,
well,
like.
They have. They were up, obviously, touring, I think, overseas for about 3 months. And while they were away, yeah, one of their songs got picked up by Rolling Stone as the song of the summer. Pitchfork gave them a great review, and all this sort of broke loose, and they were still just doing humble gigs and coming back, and then all of a sudden they were going, whoa, getting, I think, probably very good offers from overseas now. So we were pretty lucky. They had to just double-check their calendar to fit Splore in next February because...
we should actually say that. When is exactly is Splore, everyone?
Splore is February the 22nd to the 24th next year.
There you go. And obviously tickets are on sale.
Tickets are on sale, but they are selling extremely fast this year, so... Please hurry, splore.net.
So people should actually pencil in a few days of time off in their diary because you can...
Have a little camp.
You can arrive on a Thursday, can't you?
You can, yep.
Set up your tent, get comfortable, relax, and then get straight into it early on Friday morning and make a right royal weekend of it, can't you?
It is a mission. I call it like a bit of nirvana. And the way the world should be is a quote we get back from a lot of people the week after. They say, that is the way the world should be. And that's quite a big compliment.
Nice.
And then they say, and we want to come back. So we're thinking of making Splore a whole week. What do you think? Like burning
that would be powerful. Right on. Let's go up with the Beths, Uptown Girl. Thanks so much, Sean.
No problem. It's been great to be up here.
Pleasure.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.